The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Cooking Like a Pro. You have found us. This is Chef Cal with Mrs. Chef Krista, and we are just happy to be here.
Hello.
Yeah, and good evening. And boy, do we have some great stuff for you. Great stuff for today's show. So tune in and get a pencil. You can actually always go and get it as a podcast at Culinarily Yours. Where do they? So if they miss the show, where can they go? Or where can they go get the archives?
The main website is culinarilyyours.net.
Okay.
But if you can also go to cookinglikepropodcast.net.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'm not the tech person, so if there's a tech thing, then you gotta reach out to Krista. And, but anyway, no, we do have some great stuff, and we're actually, this is your Thanksgiving headquarters. Now, although today is, what was that again? It was peanut butter
National
fudge
peanut
day?
National peanut butter fudge day, good
National
sir.
National peanut butter fudge day. There you go. So, not too hard to make. So maybe you can knock some of that out for Thanksgiving. But for us this year is just so special because my dad's birthday is always right around Thanksgiving. And this year it actually lands on the day before Thanksgiving.
It is really close.
Really? Yeah. The Wednesday before the Thursday. So what's going to be even more interesting is when you put that many big meals together. And then a week later, the family's getting together for our annual tamale.
Reunion. Yeah.
Yeah. So, oh,
let
wow.
The holidays begin.
Yeah. Okay. We got to start getting those loose pants, you know, to wear. But anyway, we're just going to continue on with some wonderful holiday, you know, questions that we've got here that we can answer for you. If you have a question on your own, just shoot it down here. Give us a call. Ben would love to hear from you at 530-605-4567. Again, 530-605-4567. Or you could just, if you'd rather just type it in, go to cookinglikeapropodcast.net. That comes right to Krista's phone.
Yeah.
Cookinglikeapropodcast.net. Again, there are, you know, and I think that what we see out there is that a lot of people get intimidated, because they're not chefs. They're not even home cooks. And, but then you have that added, let's call it stress of having the family over. And so you also have the stress of a larger group. You also have the stress of many more sides, which are traditional.
And it's stuff that you a lot of times only make once a year, maybe twice a year.
Yeah.
Stuff you haven't been practicing all year.
Well, see, we also didn't have Google back when I started. We didn't even actually have computers. So yeah, there's all kinds of things, on there. But remember, as we always say here, just because it's on the internet does not mean it's true. But there are some fun things you can do, and this is one of the things that I like to think about is how to mix it up so it's not always the same. For example, you know, corned beef and cabbage, you know, St. Patrick's Day. There's just certain things you do just certain times of the year. But that doesn't mean you can't take your turkey and twist it up. There's a variety of, you know, one of the things that we used to do a lot at DiMercurio's was we'd do a lot of things that were themed. So maybe you want to do a Thanksgiving that's inspired by the foods of Italy, right? I mean, you still do roast pork. You can do a nice risotto, maybe put some truffles in there with your cream and, you know, butternut squash or, you know, tiramisu or panna cotta instead of, you know, the old pumpkin pie. So, I don't know, just, you know, you can mix it up. How about a seafood Thanksgiving? Follow that one. Just a whole roasted fish. Branzanos are great to roast whole, but so is a salmon. And then, so, you know, something a little lighter. I think sometimes we're looking for something a little bit lighter. Of course, crab, you know, season is, they keep putting it off. It's my mom's, she's not happy. She's.
So when does crab season usually open? We're talking, you know, cold water crab.
Now.
But it's not open yet this season?
No, I didn't look into it. I guess we can Google it. We can have Ben Google it if he wants. But, mom told me that, and mom's a crab person. Okay, because we still go get our own crab when we got our own abalone and everything else.
Well, a lot of times we'll use it in Shapino for making Shapino at the end of the month.
Yep, and that's a holiday tradition and treat as well. But from what I understand, it's actually been pushed off to the beginning of next year. But I don't know. Maybe if, I don't know. If Trump has something to do with it, maybe he can get it going early. I don't know. Who knows? Things are crazy. Well, how about Tex-Mex Thanksgiving? Carnitas, enchiladas, and, you know, you can even use butter squash. I mean, if you want to make it a, like an enchilada or, with, you know, without meat, you know, butternut squash is a great sturdy vegetable you can use. And for that matter, if you want to do a vegetarian, you know, Thanksgiving, you know, stuffed acorn squash, just, you know, all those things that you would normally use that, you know, wild rice, which is, the majority of the wild rice is grown right up here in Fall River in Northern California. But cranberries and nuts and things like that. So, you know, there's a lot of different directions you can go. It doesn't have to just be the Thanksgiving. And I did have a friend call me, and I know I'm hogging the time here, sweetheart. But he said, well, we have 35 people coming, and how do we do two turkeys? Because their oven's only big enough for one. And you remember on a turkey, you're going to get about, you know, a pound and a half, is going to be a portion. So if you get a 20 pound turkey, that's going to give you, you know, your 15 portions. But let's say maybe you have 18 or 25 people coming. You can buy just a turkey breast and roast off a couple of those. They're going to cook a lot faster, and you can roast your turkey and then put the breast in a smaller pan, maybe down underneath it. And those can, but they're only going to take like 45 minutes. But that's a great option. You can't really go get dark meat. Now, me and my mom were dark meat people when it comes to turkey. Anyway, it was, meal plan. Let's get into that. Okay.
Real quick, I did look up the crab season, and yes, it normally is open beginning of November, but they're saying January.
Yeah, that's what mom was saying. She's pretty sad. Pretty sad.
All right. Google confirmed it.
Yeah, well, okay. So for whatever that's worth. All right. So what we have for you folks, and this is free. Okay. This is free. All you have to do is go to Culinarily Yours. We would appreciate it if you would sign up, maybe get your email address on there, but you don't have to do that to get these.
Okay. Everybody right now, stop what you're doing. Go to your computer. Go to your phone. Go to culinarilyyours.net. At the very tip top, there's a little red banner of something free. Free to download right now, right this second.
And you are going to want this. Even if you're an accomplished chef, you're going to want this. What this is a meal planning and prep toolkit. And how many pages is this?
About
10?
Like 6 or 7.
Yeah. Anyway, but it's got everything that you need for Thanksgiving. And we're going to be going through it, again, answering your questions. If you'd like to call down here or send something in, that would be fantastic. But we're going to go through this entire meal planning, and we use these for everything.
Prep guide.
Yeah. You know, I mean, we had an event just this last week, a couple events. Our son had a cast party, and then I had another event for a friend.
And then I had a soup day. So we actually had three back to back to back.
Yeah. Yeah. So the house just got clean. You know, actually, I'm glad the rain's here because it's clean.
It's actually washing the dishes out.
Cleaning the pots and pans. You know, I remember, who was that, Grandma? I think it was Grandma or Grandpa. Might have been my dad, you know. But I remember when we were kids and we were camping, and we would eat a meal, and we just throw the plates and the silverware in the creek. And then the next morning when you need them, you just went out and got them.
Because
it's got running water and everything's nice and clean. You know, no one brings a dishwasher out there. Yeah. But now this is the same man that used to put they used to have this stew called Demi Moore stew. I don't know if they have it still, but he would put
Demi Moore's an actress.
Yeah, I have. I thought, okay, well, you know, he would put it on an exhaust manifold. The exhaust manifold of the Jeep, and 3 hours later when we were hunting, you know, he popped the hood, and there we all had hot lunch. I don't know if, you know, if there were any carcinogens involved or, you know, anything like that, but.
Okay, moving on.
Moving on, but anyway, planning guide. So we're going to take a quick break here in just a moment, but again, this planning guide is free. If you can go and download it now or just follow along at the next segments that we have, we're going to be covering it from front to back. And it's really going to help relieve the stress of the holidays and hopefully help you be a little more organized and enjoy yourself a little bit more. So Cooking Like a Pro, we'll be back in just a moment.
I don't want French fried potatoes, red fried potatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim frim sauce with the orange and bay. You wish a fava on the side. I don't want pork chops and bacon.
Wedding businesses, listen up. Black Bear Diner is now offering catering for events, meetings, and gatherings. Fuel your team with our delicious home-style meals that everyone will love. Ready to make your next event a hit? Visit blackbeardiner.com for more information and place your order. Black Bear Diner, your go-to for great food and good times.
Black Bear Diner.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned, family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
It's a beautiful night, and we call it a bella notte.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Cooking Like a Pro, Chef Cal and Chef, Mrs. Chef Krista. So we're going to go through, as we spoke about, this meal plan and a prep. And this just doesn't have to be for Thanksgiving, as we mentioned. It can be used for anything. But this will,
this is how a chef thinks. When we have a meal coming up, we walk through everything from beginning to end and back to beginning to make sure everything is going to flow and the timing works.
Yeah, and the reason to do this again is just to, you know, that, you know, it's okay to have a little bit of anxiety and excitement about doing something, but you don't want to be worried about it, and you certainly don't want to be stressed, you know. So anyway, so the very first thing I always ask when I'm doing an event is what time food is being served. Because you back up from there. That's what we call the drop dead time. That's the time everything has to be ready, and that's where you start. So this will, it explains that, what time, the very first thing it says, what time is dinner going to be served, because everything is built from that. And then the second thing to consider is, and this answers the question that we had last week on how do I get everything to come up at the same time? And you do that by figuring out which of those items are going to be for that final stretch. And these are items that are going to be prepped. Perhaps your green beans are blanched, so they're, you know, 3/4 cooked, and all you have to do is season them and bring them up to temperature. So that's going to go in that last minute thing. While your turkey is sitting out, maybe your yams and your, you know, whatever else is going into the oven, you know, if you're doing like a green bean casserole or something like that. So figure out which of those items are going to be at the final stretch. And then just set your pace and time yourself to where you give yourself plenty of time. I think that's really the big thing, is people aren't cognizant of the fact that, you know, well, okay, where am I at here? And then they feel like they're running behind.
And don't do everything the day of.
Do not
do the day of.
Yeah. Actually, this here starts about 4 days I mean, is it 4 days before?
Well, the last page is Thanksgiving, and it starts a week out, and it starts all the way from right in the menu shopping.
Because you got to get your turkey, and you got to thaw it out.
Yeah, that's right. The big meal, but you know, most things you're going to start 3 days out.
Yeah, and if you get something frozen, no problem. Go grab it a week out, throw it in your fridge. Let thaw out slowly. Anytime you can thaw your food out slowly, you are dramatically increasing the flavor of it. And I can give you a couple of examples, but it's just like, you know, thawing out shrimp underwater. What is all that water going down the drain taste like? It tastes like shrimp. There's been a flavor transfer out of your protein and into the waste. Same thing with anything else you're thawing underwater. So you don't want to thaw things with running water. Certainly that happens. You know, when you're, I mean, if you, in the restaurant business, we call it like when you're in the weeds and you just gotta, okay, but get something thawed out quickly.
And so like shrimp, you know, if the turkey's like 5 days out, shrimp you could probably do the day before.
Yeah, day before. It depends.
Not as big, not as much.
It depends on how it's packed also. Because some things are packed in blocks, and then some things would be packed, you know, loose. They use the term IQF.
IQF.
Yep. IQF. What does it stand for?
Oh.
Individually.
Individually quick frozen.
There you go. Individually quick frozen.
You got to prep me on these things. Come on.
Anyway, start planning ahead. You know, create your menu. Also consider, what are we going to delegate? You know, the chef runs the kitchen, but the chef doesn't prepare all the food. I mean, I guess if you're just a lunatic chef or you're maybe fairly insecure, I don't know. I mean, I prepped a lot of food, but I mean, I always had staffs. You know, I say, okay, I'm not going to go running back and forth making pumpkin pie when I'm trying to, you know, knock out, you know,
I mean,
a turkey and gravy and, you know, the important things.
Yeah, you can. But if you've got people to help, use them. You need to have help.
Yeah.
So you lower your stress level.
So you're going to delegate, and you're also going to be working across multiple days. As Mrs. Chef mentioned, this here has a page that you can, again, download for free that will tell you everything you need to cook and when you need to cook it. Not only that, it also includes a grocery list. It's got a blank grocery list that you can transfer whatever you want. You need cranberries? Go ahead and get them. If you're going to be doing a pomegranate, you know, relish instead of cranberry relish, whatever it is that you need that you know you can do ahead of time, go ahead and put that on your grocery list. It's one of the downloads that's on here. And then just, again, just cruise right through it.
I think what's important is to do a doable menu. Don't go doing new things that you haven't tried before.
Good point. Don't do
things that are too extravagant, too detailed. Do things that you're comfortable with.
Yeah, that's a great point because, you know, when I want to do something really, really nice, I make sure that I'm not going to make mistakes on it, so I do it ahead of time. We used to always call it, in the actual chef world, we called it making a pitcher plate. And every time we do a banquet, we would have a completed plate done well in advance. So everyone that was, you know, on the line, running that plate down, if there was six or seven people, everyone knew exactly where things went. And that all went by the clock. We actually have that, a clock that we've been working on getting
that
folks to.
That is going to be, I think,
The vegetable guide. Yeah. Cause you always look at the clock as your timing guide, and you look at the clock as just 1 through 12. You know, if it goes on the plate at the very top middle of the plate, it's a 12 o'clock. You know, your protein, which is normally going to be
six o'clock.
It would be closest to the guest, correct? Right at 6 o'clock, right down in front of their belly. You know, and just however you want to build things. There are lots of other considerations. The thing about Thanksgiving is mostly it's Basque style. Or they call it Russian style service. It's family
platters.
Style. Yeah, yeah. It's just all there. You just grab what you want.
Family style.
Yeah. Well, then we call it family style, but it Basque. You know, have you ever been to a Basque restaurant?
Nope. Have
you ever taken a new Basque restaurant?
Nope.
All right, we'll have to do that. Basque restaurant. It's basically platter service. It's everything that goes in the platter. Kind of like our favorite show, Blue Bloods. They have their dinner. It's always a platter style. The food's there, and then you just pass it around.
As opposed to a plated service where everything is pre-plated and brought to the table.
Yeah. Well, and people might, say you don't know if you want dark meat or white meat, or you don't know how much of this you want or how much of that you want. So, yeah, I think that it's a good thing. One of the challenges is I always want to taste everything. And sometimes Remember, a meal, folks, it runs around 35 to 36 bites of food. So that's how we break it down in the restaurant business. If there's a salad involved or a soup or, you know, a protein, a main course, a vegetable, a starch, a dessert. So that's one of the things. If you, the job of the chef is not to stuff people. You don't want the thought of them feeling uncomfortable, with the exception of probably Thanksgiving. but they'll wait for the pie until after the football game's over or something. But the job of a chef is to fill people, not to stuff them, because I don't want the last thing they fill is being uncomfortable because, you know, they have to unbutton their pants.
Okay, here's an important point. If you're doing everybody getting their own food, put smaller spoons in the dishes, because the bigger the spoon, the bigger the scoop.
Yeah, a spoon is a scoop. Okay, so if you, I've come across that many times in the past.
So for me, when I do Thanksgiving, because we've got 15, 16 items sometimes because we're doing potluck, I'll take like a tablespoon of each and do it all the way, like a palette on my plate. I don't do a big old full-on scoop like you normally would at a regular meal.
Yeah. And also eat fast. Remember, it takes your brain about 20 minutes to your stomach. It takes your stomach about 20 minutes to tell your brain you're full. So if you eat really fast, you might get 50 bites in before you're, oh. But anyway, 35, 36 bites is what's considered normal. So kind of.
Including dessert.
Kind of pace that out for the entire meal, yeah. Okay. So a lot of restaurants don't serve very many desserts because you're full by the time. Not only has it already been 20 minutes, you're full. You've had your allotment of swallows, and as much as you want to have dessert, it's painful. It's painful to think about, but that's why, you know, dessert's good the next day too. But table coordination. Now that's something you can get done ahead of time. Are you going to have a runner? What type of china are you going to use, or plateware or flatware? Is everything going to be throw it in the garbage, or are we really pulling it out, grandma's nice china. So figure out what you're going to do. Centerpieces, placemats, anything that you can think of. Get that done ahead of time. And I'll be honest, I'm going to let Krista speak to this because, she's like she stages things. Okay. I mean, some days I come home and I don't even know I'm in the same home because all of a sudden, spring shows up. And it's just,
Did you notice Christmas showed up last week?
I noticed it's starting to show.
Yes, Christmas is starting to show up in our house. But yeah, you want to, this can be done easily a week, even 2 weeks out, making sure you've got all your china ready, washed, your dishes, your silverware, your glasses. All that kind of stuff can be prepared so much further in advance. And it holds because it's not something that, has to be done last minute.
You also, you've got so many talents. But you've done a lot of floral stuff. And what advice would you give to people that are either calling down to a florist to get something, or they're going to make something for the center table? Because a little floral decoration, I think, is good. Makes
sense.
Keep
it low. Unfortunately, because I love tall dramatic arrangements when you walk into a room, but unless you don't want to see the person sitting across from you, you need to keep it low. Yeah. Nice and low, and sometimes even long. If you have a long table, you can do low and long.
I hate that when I go to a restaurant, the first thing they give you is this. There's this thing that's blocking the person next to you. I just take it and move it off the table.
Well, and sometimes you don't even need to have a traditional center piece. You could have little settings at each particular place setting. Mm-hmm. So you could have your place card and a candle and maybe a little floral arrangement. It doesn't have to be something big and gigantic in the middle table.
And you can also put that dessert fork away, up around 12 o'clock on the plate, but just off the plate, but up at 12 o'clock. And then maybe you also put a coffee cup up there. I mean, so the stuff that they're not going to need, go ahead and put it in front of them, but that way they don't have to get cluttered. And I don't know, I've been to enough restaurants in my day where there was, an 18-course meal, and every course had a different silverware.
You don't have to preset the entire table. You could have a dessert station on a different little card table off to the side. It's got all the dessert plates, the dessert forks, your coffee cups, and it's ready to go, but it's not there in the middle of the table all night long.
Good point. So have that tableware coordinated. And when we get back, I want to talk about something else that's that I think is really, really important that a lot of people overlook. So we will give you that information. We can come back in just a moment, and you have found us here again at Cooking Like a Pro. Back in just a moment.
When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
That's amore.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Welcome back to Chef Cal and Mrs. Chef Krista, Cooking Like a Pro. And we actually have our, I love that John Denver song, and we have our last tomato. I think they're just, and he came on last. He was hiding back there. Deer didn't get him.
Green one. I pulled it off just before it froze that night.
He's a little pink, but we're gonna
give him some time.
I think we'll set him up. We'll get him a date with an avocado. Can they put him in a bag? I mean, he'll ripen with the ethylene gas from the avocado very quick. Same thing with the banana, but, yeah, you know, the flavor is kind of where it is when you pick it. They don't really change in the flavor. But anyway, what I mentioned going into the last break was some of these things that we don't always think about. And again, this is great information. Please tell them where they can get it again.
Go to culinaryyours.net at the very top of the page in the red bar. You can click on getting the guide and get a quick, easy download.
Free. Doesn't cost a dime.
Free.
Just for the paper you want to print. If you want to print it, which I would, because then you can use it to write on. Because again, like I mentioned, that there's also a list in here for your grocery shopping. But music and ambiance, and this is something you can completely set up ahead of time. Get yourself a playlist that matches the mood or the audience that's going to be there. You know, something old, something jazzy with holiday tunes. I know Christmas music. Sometimes, I don't know, you don't want to get family arguments, but, you know, some of Christmas music starts the day after Christmas or before.
Or you can bring up the Hallmark channel that's got the fireplace.
No, you can't do that.
With the kitties and the puppies in the background.
Okay. Yeah, but we're watching the football game.
Okay.
So a playlist, something along the, again, the basically what we're looking at here is your ambiance. Okay, in the restaurant we used to do that. I remember DiMicurio's because I wanted to smell like food. So I would saute up some onions and bell peppers about 2 minutes before 5 o'clock when we opened. Big, nothing smells better than mushrooms and, or onions and bell peppers when you saute them. I saute them up with a little bit of garlic, and then I would just bring the pan. I just walk around the dining room two or three times, and as soon as people opened that door, it was just wham.
You smell it.
Yeah, so you smell the turkey, so long as you're not smelling anything that's burnt. But along with that playlist, things like lighting. Are you going to have candles? Are you going to have overhead lighting? Can you dim it? An ambiance that's warm and inviting, unless you're weird.
And that's why you
most
do want...
Most families are in one.
Okay, here's something I do before anybody comes over, is I go on and turn a light on a table lamp in every single room. Because if you walk into a cold, dark house, it is not inviting. So that's when your electricity bill is going to go up just a little bit because of some extra lighting. But it helps create that welcoming environment for people to come into.
And another thing, napkin rings. And I bring that up because really cloth napkins. Get some cloth napkins or get some really nice, paper napkins that are going to make it through an entire meal. Because, Thanksgiving is clumsy. It's a clumsy meal. You got all kinds of gravy dripping and cranberry sauce glopping and, who knows. So anyway, so the decor. So again, playlist, lighting and the decor. Again, we mentioned centerpieces, garland's a good one, and a lot of times I think people will pull out the holidays, the stuff as well, but.
And also, if you are doing candles, unscented candles.
Unscented, very much. Good point.
You do not want to clash with the food.
Yeah. That's why I used to have to, I had one particular server, I've had several in the past, but, they smell like they bathed in cologne.
That's another thing. Yeah, don't wear perfume and cologne.
Yeah, and it's like, whoa, I want to, get the aroma of the wine, and I can, I literally knew when this particular server was showing up before I seen them. I'm serious. Yep, so-and-so's here. I can smell them. Anyway, so a variety of things there. Guest comfort, here's a list of things. Again, this is all free. You can download it. Please do. You have the, whether there's invitations or whatever the communication is going to be. I know right now that, so often for many of our events, we use those things online where people can sign up. What are those called?
Like Evites.
Evites, and imagine there's
just
probably
a group text even.
Yeah, even sometimes. Group text. Yeah, Mom knows how to text.
Yes, she does.
Now we got to get Dad to text.
That's not happening.
Yeah, probably not. But anyway, so, yeah, your invitation, so you know how many people are coming, give or take.
And let them know if it's casual or a little more dressed up or, if your house is going to be warm, maybe they shouldn't be wearing a wool sweater.
Yeah. Dietary and nutritional concerns is one that I always think of when I do an event because, if you're doing an event for maybe a couple hundred people or a larger number of a group of people, then you have a couple people that are allergic to this or... They just flat don't like something or maybe they, it's a celiac. Maybe the gluten's going to get them. So make sure that if there are any, for example, seeds in anything, let everyone know that there's seeds for anyone that might have a problem with, I don't know if they're older, some like diverticulitis or something like that. I mean, there's a lot of things that you just want to be careful what you eat.
I just suggest something. I just saw Trader Joe's the other day. You know me. I love Trader Joe's. I got this from my mom. If somebody is vegan, vegetarian, they have a butternut squash lasagna that looks...
Oh.
I got that. I haven't tried it yet.
Thank you for not saying they have a turkey, tofu turkey molded in...
If you need an emergency backup vegetarian dish, they do have one there. It's a butternut squash lasagna. I thought that's interesting to have on hand.
I just generally let the vegetarians know that we are carnivores, and it's best to bring your own grub. But no, you do like to have a little something.
It's balance. You can't do all protein.
Okay. So anyway, so the timing again, we talked about that when we were back earlier about, everything being coordinated.
To let people know when to expect we're going to eat, arrival time. If you're going to have some amuse-bouche, some appetizers, drinks beforehand.
Oh, come on. You can't say amuse-bouche without telling people what it is.
Oh, amuse-bouche. You're going to amuse the mouth.
Okay. Just say a d'oeuvre or a T sound or bite-size. Something bite-size. Something they can whet their appetite. Remember, festivities start when food starts flowing. I can't tell you how, just over the decades, I've seen people sitting in chairs across from one another, and they're staring at one another, an older couple. Nothing happens until the bread gets there, or the soup gets there, or the beverages get there. It's just something that, you know, they have something, and, you know, a festive drink. Of some sort, whether, you know, alcoholic or non-alcoholic. There's a lot of really nice punches that you can make. I know we used to make that one with sherbet. I can't remember. This is like rainbow sherbet, mm-hmm. and 7-Up or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Rainbow sherbet. I think cranberry juice.
Yeah.
Maybe
well,
some
anyway,
orange juice.
Yeah. Well, now, my grandpa's no longer with us, so I can say this, that he was making us grasshoppers. When we were still knee-high to a grasshopper. So grasshoppers was always a family tradition, and it's just it's a great drink. It really is. It's cream de mint, which is green cream de mint. They have white, but you want green cream de mint, white cream de cocoa, and then just half and half and ice, and just blend it, and it's really good. It's really good.
It's a minty slushy.
Yeah, and yeah. They may have wanted the kids to go to sleep. I don't
possibly.
Know. But anyway.
You also have like nuts and olives and crackers, yeah. things, you know, little nibbles to appease appetites before the main meal comes about.
And here's one. Were you thinking of this, folks? Because, again, it's on this list that you can get for free. Where are you going to put the guest coats? Where are you going to put the bags? Is there a place? Because if it's the weather's anything like it, you know, if it's inclement.
It's raining squirrels and monkeys here right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, so I want to make sure that you, you know, you have something for that. A designated place they can put something. The temperature, 72 degrees. You have a thermometer, I mean, a thermostat. So you can, you know, make sure. 72 is just, that's the temperature. If you're standing on the beach in Hawaii with no clothes on and it was 72 degrees, you wouldn't know that you had no clothes on. That's like the perfect temperature.
And then also, the more people that show up and the more cooking that's going on, that's going to increase the temperature. So you might want to start a little bit lower, and as people come in, it will warm up.
And you do, and most, very few ovens that I've ever seen do not have some sort of a venting system. We call it a hood. Make sure the hood's on. You know, pulling some of those high temperature out. I mean, the hoods in a restaurant are ginormous. I mean, they're like as big as a garage. Okay, so very,
depending
very important.
Depending upon your house, I mean, some places we've actually cracked the windows a little bit just to get some ventilation and cooling because it does to get so warm.
Yeah, so seating, and just think about, so, you know, one thing that's kind of, I don't know, for a Thanksgiving, but you know, it's always nice to kind of take a break. I like when I've gone to restaurants and, you know, you eat for maybe an hour, hour and a half, and then you can kind of get up and walk around outside and through the Rose Garden or through, you know, or something like through the kitchen. We've been blessed to have been to a couple of those places. So, you know, you can take a break. Just, you know, got to kind of do what people enjoy. So the kitchen, tools, equipment, make sure you have those. Those are all written down here. Wonderful. I mean, from your serving spoons and your dishes, make sure you have your extra kitchen space. Make as much room as you can in your refrigerator for people that are bringing foods over beforehand. Make sure your table is big enough, so they have enough chairs.
Now, if you don't have enough refrigerator space, you can have ice chests.
Yeah.
Filled with ice, ready to go, little baby refrigerators on hand for you, so they can bring over their salads or their pies.
Well, it's cold outside, you know, you can.
If it's cold outside, yeah, you can put them out in the garage, but, you know, if you don't have that opportunity, you make your own little refrigerators using an ice chest.
Okay, and then cleanup and logistics, you know, to have a strategy for dishes. You know, we're going to scrape everything in Fido's dish, wherever it's going. All the plates are going to be stacked. There's going to be a hot water thing sitting there that I can put all my silverware in. So just be ready, you know, make sure your dishwasher's emptied if you have a dishwasher, unless your dishwasher's named Chef Cal. But, you know, be ready so the breakdown of the meal, you know, doesn't cause any challenges. You know, everyone kind of just jumps in and does it. And then, of course, a big part of that, not just, you know, trash and, of course, recycle, but leftover packaging. You know, have some plastic bags, have some Tupperware, get some in it. Go to the dollar store and get yourself like $10 worth of Tupperware and you're good. You know, and maybe different, like, Tupperware that has several compartments to it. So you can, you know, give them a little bit of everything. It depends. You can go get yourself some styrofoam containers, but I mean, you know,
Yeah, you can get inexpensive take and toss stuff, usually in most grocery stores. Those ones that we get with the little blue lids, mm-hmm. you can get a bunch of those. And you know, and then it's kind of a take-home gift because they can continue to reuse them, but they didn't cost an arm and a leg.
So anyway, again, culinarilyyours.
.net,
and then there's a banner. What color? You said it's red?
It's kind of a pinkish-reddish
color.
Yeah,
pinkish-red. You just click on that, download this. We're going to be back in just a second, and we're going to give you the piece de resistance, the of the last of this meal prep guide to help you for your holidays. Cooking Like a Pro, back in just a sec.
Other kids are starving in Japan, so eat it, just eat it. Don't wanna argue, I don't wanna debate, don't wanna hear about what kind of food you hate.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festagam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits. You name it! You name it!
Welcome back to Cooking Like a Pro. We appreciate you tuning in again and listening. And we'd like to reach out and, as always, and thank Charlie's Tap House for sponsoring Cooking Like a Pro podcast. They are located down in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center, just 10 minutes south of town, right down I-5, one of the very few family-run restaurants left in the area. They are open 7 days a week, serving just some of the best homemade pizza, pasta, and crisp, fresh salads, both for lunch and for dinner. And also, Charlie is down there, and even Kathy's got into making the authentic Italian gelato. But it's in a relaxing family atmosphere. Don't forget to come in and enjoy. Also, they got a great beer wall. I know you like that, huh? They got everything from ales to IPAs to porters to ciders. And just the best deal in town is get on their rewards program. Great, amazing deals and bargains for the entire families. And always save time by picking up some takeout. So, charlews.com. That's charlews.com. And let them know Chef Cal and Mrs. Chef sent you down personally.
Okay, I'm going to send you down for the gnocchi and meatball that they just started promoting.
Oh, they just started that yesterday.
Yeah, I just got the text for
that. That gnocchi is so good. It's in a red sauce. I imagine they probably do it in the cream sauce they have. I'm sure if you ask them.
Yeah, that's the next time I go down, that's what I'm getting, is the gnocchi.
That's a good one. Herzlichen Glückwunsch. I taught that word to my son. I texted it to him, and he had to look it up. Herzlichen Glückwunsch. Yeah.
It's German, isn't it?
Yeah, German means congratulations. When I got my when I won my gold medal, they were saying that when they put the medal like over your head, you know, and I thought
they're saying Gesundheit.
No, I thought they were saying, and that's a good one. You know, because they did some broken English, because they didn't, you know, they weren't real fluent, well, pretty fluent English, but they were Austrian and German and French. And
so one more time, yeah. What is it again?
Herzlichen Glückwunsch. And on my way out, that was the first time in 96, and I found a coffee cup that said it on it in the at the airport. And I said, hey, what does that mean? So it means congratulations. So I still have that. I haven't even broken that. But anyway, back to this this planning guide, folks, again for the holiday season, especially next week with Thanksgiving coming up.
We are 1 week out, people. Yep. One week out.
Yeah, we have a beverage service information on there. Again, we mentioned the grocery list. There is information there on choosing the right wine. I don't want to go into that. This is really where I wanted to camp. Okay. This is a really great tool. And this tool you need to, I print it today because you're going to start using it tomorrow.
Yeah? Even if you don't use the rest of the tools in the toolkit, this is the one that you need.
Yeah. So you start off with doing this simple thing. It's going to take you 15 minutes and it's going to start you off. 15 minutes and then you're done. Hang it on the fridge. It's just you're finalizing your menu. Maybe even who's responsible for what. Write out your shopping list, which we are providing for you. Clean out your fridge to make room as you go through this week. Organize your pantry, you know, reviewing what's got on hand and where you can make space. But also if you already have, you know, a can of yams, then you don't need to go and buy another one. So that's all you do on Thursday. Okay, now what are they going to do on Friday?
On Friday, because you now know what you need to go buy because you filled out your shopping list and you got your fridge and your pantry ready, you are going to go shopping. Head to the grocery store first thing in the morning before the crowds, before the food disappears, and start stocking up.
Yeah. Or even late at night. I just not when everyone else is there. I mean, I've gone shopping at 2 in the morning. I mean, you go to a place like, you know, whatever, Winco, something that's open, you know, all the time. But, you know, get their hours of operation.
How are you going to start restocking throughout the day, all day long?
Yeah. So, you know, if you're going to go grab something, you grab it, you know, again, just times when the crowd's not there, which, of course, is generally early morning or later in the evening. And then on the next day, Saturday, which is that's this coming Saturday, you're going to move the turkey from your freezer to your refrigerator and slowly defrost that. Okay, you want that to defrost for days, not hours, days, 3 to 4 days. It depends. I have to give you a variety simply because I don't know how cold your refrigerator is, but give it, you know, 3 to 4 to even 5 days. All you can tell just by touching it. if your fingers give, then you're ready. And then, and this is also a good time for some of that, like if you need extra tables or chairs, it's a great time to get those and just have them on hand, maybe sit on the back porch or something.
Yeah,
so that's
might
Saturday.
Ask other friends to bring things over and, you know, extra card tables, extra folding chairs, things like that.
Well, you need a kid's table, right?
I think that's the adult
table. Is that the old way?
I like to say
we always had a kid's table. It was a big thing in our family when you graduated up from to the big people table and you weren't on the little people table. So
I remember my nannies, there was a round table in the kitchen just off the dining room and all the kids got to eat in there. We had our own little personal dining room. Well, all the adults were in the big dining room.
Well, see, that's a great way to look at it. Okay, so that was Saturday. So now Sunday, we're going to gather up our linen, our napkins, centerpieces, wash and iron anything. So you're not doing that this, you know, a day or two before. Make sure you got all your plates and glassware. Basically, everything that would fall under the definition of tableware. Everything on the table. So, okay, so now we're on Monday, the Monday before Thanksgiving, this coming Monday. What are we doing on Monday, hon?
I think we can get that cranberry sauce going.
Yes.
Any salad dressings, chilled desserts. If you're making any compound butters for the turkey, honey butter for your rolls, anything that's going to be prepared and kept cold.
Yeah, and everything on there are all items that have a shelf life of, you know, a week, if not more. You know, some of it several weeks, like compound butters and even salad dressing. So you can make those, get them out of your way, whatever it is you're going to do. Then on Tuesday, you're going to you season your turkey. By now, your turkey should be thawed out. You can do a wet brine if you want to add some seasoning and flavorings to it. You can do a dry brine, which is the same thing, except you're just rubbing it on there. It's not actually, you know, being immersed in liquid. You don't have to brine a turkey. The only thing I would recommend, I wouldn't brine the turkey if I knew I was going to use a compound butter. because that compound butter is going to go underneath the skin. And it's going to add so much flavor that I don't even know if the brine would take much. But you can, you know, if it's a dry brine inside of the cavity, and that would depend on whether you're going to stuff it or not. So,
well, can you, if you do an actual brine, wet or dry, can you still put the just the straight butter in there underneath the skin?
Flavor butter. Yeah, that's the three most important French ingredients. Are what, Krista?
Butter.
There you go. Butter. You can make your pie dough. You know, you're a couple of days out. That's going to be fine in there. You can even peel and blanch your sweet potatoes. If you're going to make a bread dough that's going to be yeast, I'd probably save that for Wednesday. But, you know, you want your dough to have that extra day.
No more than 2 days out. 2 days is fine.
Yeah.
It will develop more flavor. And you'll usually do it just a little bit less yeast because it does have the time to do that. But if your Wednesday is going to be packed, just go ahead and do it on Tuesday. Yeah. You can even freeze it and then just defrost it the next day.
Okay, so we're going to roll through this. In our last 4 minutes, we have Wednesday, which is cut and prep your vegetables, remove the turkey from the brine, pat it dry. You can use like paper towels on that. Make your dressings, make your pies, desserts, chill your beverages. Find out what beverages you're going to want. Arrange the seating, arrange the flowers, the final decor. Have breakfast and lunch. Well, I don't know if you're going to have lunch. Depends on what time you eat Thanksgiving. We usually eat Thanksgiving at like noon. So it depends. But if you're going to have something to eat, maybe just have a simple breakfast item that you can snack, or maybe something you can put in the toaster.
Yeah, because you don't want to wait till 5 o'clock and then have not eaten or drank anything all day
long.
Well,
also, if you're in the kitchen, you're eating the whole time because you're tasting. And, you know, if you're tasting, then, you know, by the time dinner rolls around, maybe you're already full. But anyway, so we're on the day before still. But, you know, stay hydrated, get some rest, get to bed early. Generally, Thanksgiving's a fairly early day. For me, it always started at 2 in the morning when I was in restaurants. I used to just absolutely love it. There's no one out at 2 in the morning. It's just, and it's quiet.
What time did you go to sleep?
Oh, we didn't go to sleep. And then Thursday. Okay, so Thursday's Thanksgiving, so I'll let you start on that one. And the way she's got it broken down here is there's what you do 8 hours ahead, 1 hour ahead, 30 minutes ahead, 10 minutes ahead, and then after the meal. So remember, everything starts at that meal time.
So whatever your time is, start backing it up. You're going to need the time that's going to take to cook the turkey. You're going to need the time it's going to take to rest the turkey. It's going to take the time to pull the turkey from the fridge and let it set out before you bake it. And then you've got to get everything ready even up to 8 hours earlier and get that oven on. The oven is pretty much going to be on all day.
Yeah. And hopefully you have the right racks you need, especially if you're roasting a turkey. And like I mentioned earlier, roasting some breasts. You know, if you were going to put the yams in there to get a little color on those, you know, mashed potatoes are generally going to be up on top. And now we're down to 1 hour out. So we're going to pull our turkey out at 155 and allow that to continue on. And then we're going to take that stock and all those drippings. We're going to make our gravy. So that's going to be. That's critical time
this
there.
This is kind of when you start kicking things into high gear.
Exactly.
Everything's prepped. Now it's like, okay, it's go time.
Yeah. But you're way ahead because you've been doing all this stuff all week before. So, you're going to do you're going to put your rolls in the oven, get those done because those can sit for a while and then assemble your appetizers. And now you're on 30 minutes out. What are we doing at 30 minutes out?
Everybody's going to start showing up, get the candles on, turn on the music and have your drinks ready to when they arrive. Give them a little appetizers. They walk in the door.
Okay. Well, the only thing I would change on that is I don't know how often everyone in our family's on time.
Well, that's why, like, I start
including me.
Starting a half hour out. That half hour is kind of that window where things just start happening.
Yeah. And then so you're ready to go. You dress and toss your salads. You cut your turkey or carve your turkey. It's really easy. Just take the breast off the top of it. The thigh and the leg you can generally pull off with your hands if you've got some gloves, some linen gloves or latex gloves rather. Again, anything that's chilled can be pulled out. Your rolls are all ready to go. Dish those up. Transfer everything onto your serving dishes, and boom, you're ready to go. And then after the meal, you just want to store and cool down those leftovers. Label containers for guests to take home, relax, and enjoy. So, folks, this is an amazing, completely free meal planning and prep toolkit. Go to
culinaryyours.net. Yes. And click on it across the top to get the guide now. Thank you guys for tuning in. And if you want to hear this show again and any of our previous shows, just go to the Cooking Like a Pro podcast on Apple, Spotify, or YouTube. And this week, make someone else's day better, taking the random out of random acts of kindness.
There you go. And God bless you and yours. We'll see you next time here on Cooking Like a Pro.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.